KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and mild here today. High of 75 with winds southwesterly at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications and ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In the news, an investigation into narcotics trafficking in Montgomery County led to the arrest Sunday night of a man and woman on felony drug charges. Red Oak Police report 45-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras and 46-year-old Lynn Kenneth Houchins, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody at around 9:50 p.m. in the 400 block of East Market Street. Houchins and Oliveras each face one felony count of delivery of a Schedule II controlled substance and three aggravated misdemeanor counts each of delivery of a Schedule IV controlled substance. Houchins was also charged with possession of methamphetamine, a serious misdemeanor. Houchins and Oliveras were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $50,000 cash bond each. Red Oak Police were assisted in the investigation and arrests by sheriff's deputies from Montgomery County. Police and Council Bluffs are investigating the circumstances surrounding an accident Sunday morning that involved a three-year-old male. Officers were called to 611 South 9th Street at around 10:25 a.m. to assist medics with a child that had possibly fallen from a second-story window at that location. Officers arrived on the scene and met with medics, who told officers that the juvenile would be transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha for treatment. The boy was conscious prior to being transported. Detectives were called to the scene for further investigation. Officers also notified DHS and informed them of the incident. They met with the UMMC staff and were informed that x-rays and scans were negative for any major injuries. The child will continue to receive treatment for minor injuries. Authorities said it was unknown if charges would be filed as a result of the incident. Well, for the second day in a row Sunday, police were led on a pursuit following a traffic stop. At around 12:30 a.m., officers attempted to stop a 2014 Ford Fusion for failure to obey a traffic control device at the intersection of Oak and Broadway Streets. The car sped off, with the pursuit continuing through Red Oak for a short period of time. The vehicle was traveling in a reckless manner, authorities said, and the driver had a wanton disregard for the safety of persons or property. The vehicle was later found in the 1500 block of Summit Street. The driver was identified as 29-year-old Michael Kent Webb of Red Oak. Upon further investigation, Webb was found to allegedly be under the influence of alcohol. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and charged with felony eluding, OWI first offense, and cited for numerous traffic violations. No injuries to police officers or damage to patrol vehicles took place during the pursuit. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in the case. Webb was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. Early Saturday morning, 22-year-old Rocky Allen James Runyon of Hastings was arrested following a pursuit that also began in Red Oak. The chase spanned three counties and ended in Fremont County. Runyon was charged with eluding. He was also charged with driving while revoked and cited for numerous traffic offenses. The Iowa State Patrol says a woman walking onto a roadway late Saturday night after leaving a convenience store in Shenandoah was struck by a pickup truck. 61-year-old Carol Jean Tebow of Red Oak suffered serious head injuries and was transported by Shenandoah EMS to the Shenandoah Hospital and later flown to Omaha by helicopter. The patrol says a full-size pickup driven by 36-year-old Ethan Benjamin Johnson of Shenandoah was making a left turn from West Thomas Avenue onto South Sycamore Street just after 11 p.m. Saturday when Tebow left a Casey store and walked onto the roadway before being hit. That accident remains under investigation. And a man from southern Iowa's Decatur County was arrested on drug charges Sunday afternoon in Adams County. The sheriff's office reports 35-year-old William Dale DeLong of Van Wert was arrested at around 2:15 p.m. following a traffic stop. Inside his vehicle, deputies found marijuana and a pot pipe. DeLong was arrested for possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held over the weekend in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Ada Lowe, age 89, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Celebration of Life services for Ada Lowe will be today at 11 o'clock at Fairview Congregational Church in rural Stewart. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Denny Jensen, age 71, of Chicago and formerly of Greenfield, died October 24th in Chicago. A funeral mass for Denny Jensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Sherlisa Lisa Robinson, age 49, of Irwin, died Friday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Lisa Robinson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Judy Molnar, age 82, of Griswold and formerly of Clarinda, died October 26th at the Griswold Care Center. Graveside services for Judy Molnar will be on Tuesday at 1:30 at the Griswold Cemetery. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Rainer Hemmingson, age 80 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Rainer Hemmingson will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Bill Matheny, age 86 of Anita, died Friday at Caring Acres in Anita. Memorial services for Bill Matheny will be this coming Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Gail Tye, age 93 of Glenwood and formerly of Griswold, died Saturday at the Glenhaven Home in Glenwood. Services for Gail Tye are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our report brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.